It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Today we're going to be talking about a subject matter that, if I could put some sugar on it, if I could make it more palatable for you, I would. But this particular subject matter is one that we all as human beings have to deal with. And when you go after it, it's never a pleasant experience. But if we learn how to keep it down and keep it out, look at somebody say, this particular one, you're going to have to keep it down. And you're going to have to keep it out. This particular subject matter is one that, like I say, is not one that's going to get you all excited and stirred up, but it will save you from a lot of pain and a lot of heartache. You know, there's the one thing about this walk and this Christian journey. We are supposed to enjoy this life. And not only when we get to heaven, where there's going to be eternal bliss and eternal joy and eternal peace, but God wants us to enjoy our lives on planet Earth. We do, I must admit, we do have challenges here, and we do have some trials here, and we just have some temptations and things that we go through. But the Holy Spirit is a keeper, and the Holy Spirit is a comforter, and the Holy Spirit will bring us that peace and that joy and that love and all those other things that we need to make heaven on earth become a reality. But there are some things in our lives that we can do that will actually just train wreck our lives and cause this journey not to be a pleasant one. And one of them is to operate in pride. Yes, pride. So today we're going to talk about dealing with pride. We're going to expose pride, and we're going to expose what pride is, and then we're going to go through some practical ways to deal with it, to get it out of our lives, to get it out of our hearts. To see, one thing about trying to get delivered from something and getting over something is that if you don't realize that it's there, you will never try to come out of it. Some people are bound by different things in their lives, and that particular stronghold in their lives has become so familiar to them that they say, oh, that's just me. That's just me. But not as a believer, not as a believer, anything that's ungodly, anything that God is not pleased with, is not just you. And you just don't embrace it and say, that's just me. Because why? You are a new creation. Somebody look at somebody and say, I am new. Yes, you are a new creation. And those old things, those fleshly things, those things that cause you not to be victorious in Christ Jesus, those things are what? Passed away. And behold, the Bible says what? All things have become new. So you get that way, but you have to transform your mind, and you have to begin to look at things in a different way, and you have to be able to identify the adversary and identify those things that come to what? Kill, steal, and to destroy your life. So let's go into it. Let's go into, how do I deal with pride? P-R-I-D-E, pride. Come on. Let's define it. Pride. Pride is the feeling of superiority. Come on, let's go back. Pride is the feeling of superiority, a haughty attitude shown by someone who believes, often unjustifiably, that he or she was better than others. Oh, have you ever run into a person that feel like they are better than everybody around them? Oh, we're going to move fast on that. We're going to move fast, because y'all know you don't know nobody like that. We're moving on. Pride is what? Equal to what? Arrogance, conceit, smugness, self-importance, egotism, vanity, superiority, or the feeling of that you are superior to someone else. Let's go back. Pride is the feeling of what? Superiority. A haughty attitude shown by somebody who believes, often what? Unjustifiably, that he or she is better than somebody else. You can put your hand over your heart right now and say, forgiving God, I'm no better than nobody else. See, sometimes you have to humble yourself when that spirit of pride tries to show up on the inside of you. Tries to make you think you're supposed to sit on the front row every time. You're supposed to be in the high seat every time. You're supposed to have the best of the best all the time. You're supposed to have the biggest plate, the best seat in the restaurant. You're supposed to have all these things. Why? You're better than everybody else. But we can find when we see those things come in our lives to cause us to want to exalt ourselves, then what? You put somebody else in front of you. Oh, yes, you deal with that spirit. You deal with that spirit. Say, no, you take the biggest plate here. Oh, you sit in that chair. I'll sit back over here. No. You go in the passing lane first. Oh, somebody need to talk to me about that road rage. Pride. A feeling of superiority. How do you deal with it? You prefer others above yourself. Let somebody else get up front while you sit quietly and cause that prideful spirit to be tortured. Some of us know what it feels like to get that kick back. When they say, no, you're supposed to be up front. You're supposed to be the one. You're the one. You're supposed to make more money than everybody else. You're supposed to wear the best clothes. And other people are naked and hungry. And you put everything on yourself. What? Pride. But if you want to kill it, you say, I'm going to donate these clothes. I'm going to donate some money. I'm going to help somebody else. Oh, my God. I'm not better than the butcher. I'm not better than the prostitute. I'm not, somebody need to talk to me. I'm not better than the drug addict. Had it not been for the grace of God, I myself could have been there. Let me help those that are down to come up a little bit higher. Let's look at the word. Proverbs, what? 16, 17, and 19. Grab your Bible. Proverbs 16, 17, and 19. We're going to go to verse 17 first. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. The highway of the what? Upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his what? Soul. He that keepeth his way what? Preserveth his soul. Pride. Looking at verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud, or to share the wealth among the proud. It's better to be humble with people that don't have a whole lot of worldly goods than to share wealth with people that's full of pride. That's full of pride. Oh, I tell you one thing. Sometimes we're living on planet Earth and it's still what? Year 213. But sometimes just be around people who just happy with what they have. Oh, they may not have a whole lot going on. They may not even have a whole lot of money or worldly goods. But they are what? Joyful people. They are happy people. They want to share with one another. And they can laugh and talk and enjoy this life and want you to enjoy life. But if you get around a bunch of proud people, even if they have a whole lot of money, it's always an atmosphere that's full of tension and competition and lying and undercutting and all these things. Why? Because somebody thinks they're better than somebody else. But look at somebody and say, I denounce the spirit of pride. Let's go back into the word. Let's go back into the word. Let's look at Proverbs 29 and 23. Oh, we're getting away from here. We're going to what? Dealing with the spirit of pride. A man's pride. Proverbs 29 and 23. A man's pride shall bring him what? Low. A man's pride, a woman's pride, oh my Lord, will bring you low. That's why you don't play with the spirit of pride. It will bring you down. But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. When you are humble in spirit and you willing to give the leeway to somebody else and you willing to serve other people, you shall be upheld. God will keep you upheld. But the Bible lets you know, whosoever exalted himself, God himself will what? Bring you down. He will abase you. So you got to deal with that spirit of pride. You always want to walk in humility. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on in this broadcast. It's okay. It's okay. We're just dealing with pride. We see this happen in the life of King Nebuchadnezzar. And when you get a chance, read Daniel 4 and 5. But we're just going to key in on a couple of the verses in Daniel 4. Then we're going to look at some verses in Daniel 5. But you see that. It is so clearly illustrated in the life of King Nebuchadnezzar what pride will do to you. As we look at Daniel 5, 19 and 21, jot it down, Daniel 5, 19 through 21, we'll find that what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. It says, because of the high position he meaning God, gave him, we're talking about King Nebuchadnezzar, all the nations and people of every language dreaded and feared Nebuchadnezzar. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put them to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared them. Oh, have you ever had someone with that kind of leverage? You put up who you want, you take down who you want. Oh, very dangerous to have that kind of authority if you don't use it properly. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. Oh, my God. But listen to, let's go. But listen to this verse here in verse 20. But when his heart, you see, you can have authority and you have to be led by the Spirit of God when you're dealing with people. But you can have an authority where you can promote, you can demote, and you can put one up and take another one down. But when that thing gets in your heart, my Lord Jesus, when arrogance and pride, but it said what? But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, my Lord, he was disposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. If you ever want to get bought down low, let pride get in your heart. You don't ever want pride to get in your heart. You don't ever want to say, look at me and look what I can do and look what I possess. You want to denounce that and save yourself a long way down. But this is what happened to this king. It got in his heart all the things that he possessed. It got in his heart the authority and the power that he's had. He was driven away from the people and given the mind of an animal. And he was stripped of his glory. Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I just want to thank you for listening to part one of dealing with the spirit of pride. Keep in mind that pride, because we have to uncover it, we have to deal with it sometimes. But to define it, pride is that feeling of superiority, a haughty attitude shown by someone who believes, often unjustifiably, that he or she is better than others. Pride. But thank you for listening to part one, and don't miss next week. Don't miss next week the same time, because we're going to be going into part two of dealing with the spirit of pride. And I know that as you continue to deal with the spirit of pride in yourself, don't look at others, because pride will tell you it's somewhere else. It doesn't live on the inside of you. Do you realize that's one of the ways you know you got pride? When you think you all so humble. Come on, somebody. Pride. But keep in mind that pride is what? It leads you what? To destruction. So next week, have a victorious week, and I'll meet you the same time to listen to part two of what? Dealing with the spirit of pride. God bless you.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.